Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hi, I'm Chris Malone. Here's a look at 98.5 KTK Morning News for Wednesday, November 16th, 2022. One person is in critical condition after two people were rescued from a Hawthorne lake Tuesday. Alachua County Fire and Rescue were dispatched to Lindsay Phillips Park, where a personal watercraft operator appeared to have suffered a medical emergency while on Johnson Lake. A bystander attempted to rescue the watercraft operator, but became fatigued and needed medical assistance as well. The watercraft operator was unresponsive and taken to a hospital where their current condition is unknown. The watercraft operator was not wearing a personal flotation device. After months of technical and weather delays, NASA's Artemis 1 mission is finally on its way to the moon, the first trip since the Apollo missions 50 years ago. The latest and largest ever SLS rocket lifted the Orion spacecraft from the Kennedy Space Center shortly before 2 this morning. The empty spacecraft will orbit the moon and return to Earth on December 11th, setting the stage for the next phase in carrying astronauts for an orbit around the moon and then eventually a third mission to land humans back on the surface. Artemis 1 was first scheduled to blast off from Cape Canaveral on August 29th, but an engine problem scrubbed that launch. A fuel leak canceled the September 3rd attempt, and Hurricanes Ian and Nicole further delayed the launch. And a pair of Birkenstock sandals formerly owned and worn by Apple co-founder Steve Jobs was auctioned for more than $200,000. The well-used brown suede sandals were worn by Jobs quite frequently, with the sandals' footbeds still retaining the imprint of Steve Jobs' feet. The sandals have been on display across the world for years, with stops at the Birkenstock headquarters in Germany and the first U.S. Birkenstock store in New York City. Jobs was fascinated with the ingenuity and practicality of Birkenstocks, according to the auction house, becoming one of the first Americans to embrace the brand.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
While the Florida housing market continues to slow down due to higher mortgage rates, home values continue to grow. October data from Realtor.com shows home prices were up 0.5 percentage point in Marion County from last month and up 22% from a year ago. Alachua County home prices remained virtually identical in September and October, with home prices up over 19% from 2021. Median home prices in Marion County are up to just over $300,000, but homes are selling for about 10% below asking price. Alachua County median home prices are around $367,000, with property selling nearly 2% below asking. Both housing markets mirror statewide trends of homes remaining on the market longer than they were last month and last year. Amid record high utility costs, the Florida Public Service Commission approved 4 plans to bulk up the state's electric grid, with Floridians paying for the upgrade. Florida Power and Light, Duke Energy Florida, the Florida Public Utilities Company, and Tampa Electric each submitted petitions to add additional fees totaling around $22 billion to storm-proof their power systems in the event of extreme weather events. The utilities are asking for 3 increases in fees over a 10-year period. Just how much those fees will be determined by the Florida Public Service Commission meeting being held tomorrow. And yesterday, the nominations were announced for the 65th annual Grammy Awards, shattering records in its wake. Beyonce picks up 9 nominations, bringing her career total to 88. That ties her with husband Jay-Z as the most nominated artist ever. Records were also set for the Korean pop group BTS, earning the most single-year nominations ever for Best Album, Video, and Pop Group Honors. Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny's Un Viento Sentí became the first Spanish-language album to be nominated for Album Album of the Year. Rapper and flautist Lizzo picked up 6 nominations, while Taylor Swift earned 4 nods, and Harry Styles got 3. Bonnie Raitt earned her first Grammy nomination in over a decade with 4 nominations. And after 40 years of performing, ABBA received its first ever Grammy nomination for the prestigious Album of the Year Award. The 2023 Grammy Awards are set for Sunday, February 5th, live from Los Angeles.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.